followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down on the bottom of a world full of lies. I ain't looking for nothing in anyone's eyes. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there.
Still have time round. You still have time round. Round five here on the Friday Night Fights. This next one is from William Shatner. That last one was Bob Dylan, of course. Which one do you like? Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m.
Like you're gonna die, because you're gonna. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? now. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen, because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. I tell you who else left us, passed on, gone to heaven, no longer with us. Johnny Cash.
Dead.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Dead.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Do you read my lips?
Dead.
This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. 'Cause we're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. Have time, 'cause you're gonna die.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die.
Yes, you're gonna die. You're gonna die, I tell you, you're gonna die.
Am I gonna die?
You are gonna die, 'cause maybe you won't suffer. Maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Maybe not today, or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother?
Why don't you apostrophe Barney G-O-N-N-A-D-I-E died? You are gone.
Why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, baby. You'll have time.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Of course, that's William Shatner with his distinct singing with You'll Have Time from the album Has Been. It's a great album. He has all kinds of great songs on that one, including Common People, which is a banger. Anyway, that was versus Bob Dylan that round, the You Still Have Time round, I like to call that one. Do you like Bob Dylan? Do you like William Shatner? Got quite a few votes for William Shatner. And I'm voting for Bob Dylan on that one. I don't know. The Shatner one I like a lot, but it kind of scares me a little bit. I don't like to think about impending doom that often. Although I am. I do like to talk doom and gloom a lot, but I don't really like to think about it a lot. Otherwise, I get a little stuck. Get a little worried, you know? I worry enough. Jeez. Can't worry this much. I have a heart attack, for God's sake. Anyway, round six coming up. I decided, am I going to do the do it again round, or am I going to throw something in here? I think I'm going to throw in the hero round. Yeah, I think I'm going to throw in the hero round because I wanted to beef it up with a rock tune or two here. I'm going to do the Foo Fighters versus the Kinks. Everybody has a hero in life. And this is the hero round. So I'm going to play My Hero by the Foo Fighters versus Celluloid Heroes versus the Kinks. Which one do you like better? It's the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. Round 6, Friday Night Fights. It's the Foo Fighters. And they're going up against a heavyweight here, I think. The Kinks with Celluloid Heroes.
Everybody's in movies. Doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. Hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made, she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. And some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any.
Celluloid heroes never feel any pain.
show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
Ah, great song. I love it. Foo Fighters song's great, but I love the Kinks a little bit more on that one. What do you think? The Kinks versus the Foo Fighters for the hero round here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. It is my special birthday spectacular show here in October of 2024. And I wrote down a little earlier, Chris Earle was happy on October 11th, 2021, but I just corrected it, and now it says 2024. Never know, that could change. The night is still young, everybody. You never know. That's the thing about life. You never, ever know. You never know. Yeah, a couple of people I know, you know, the spouses and parents and people passing away, and they're having health issues. And yeah, it's tough getting older, man. It really is. And it's like if you're relatively young, you don't really deal with death too much unless you know some people who have had accidents or, you know, you have somebody who is unhealthy. Or an addiction problem, or an addiction death, I should say. Anyway, not to bring everybody down, but it's life. It is life, and while we're here, you got to enjoy it. Because if you don't, what are we doing? You know, what's the point? What's the point, everybody? Maybe there's no point. You know, maybe you're just like Jon Snow. You close your eyes, and there's nothing. Horrible. Not to exist. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's great. Maybe you can finally get some rest. I don't know. All I know is I like songs. And if you're dead, you probably can't hear too many songs. Who knows? If there is something, though, I'd like to see, like, David Bowie and Prince, like, play a jam session together or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. Let's do the old college try. That's round seven here on the Friday Night Fights. The old college try. It is going to be George Michael versus Macy Gray here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. Make your votes at DJWMFO, WMFO.org, online now. There's George Michael on the Friday Night Fights. Giving it the old college try, round seven.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. We should be together, babe, but we're not. I'll play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. May seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Friday Night Fights. Here with you until 8 p.m. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council in Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle on WMFO 91.5 FM, your freeform station here in Medford, Massachusetts. That's called the Old College Try round. Give it the Old College Try. It was Macy Gray versus George Michael. I love both of them. I've sang karaoke to Macy Gray before, but my vote's for George Michael on that one. What do you guys think? You can call it in at 855-915-9636 and make a vote. Or you can do it on DJ Chat at WMFO. Going to keep on rolling along here. I'm going to throw in a round that I wasn't planning to play here, but I'd like to play it. I want to get a little more rock and roll on here on the Friday Night Fights. At least something that hits a little bit harder. This one is the money round. It's Dire Straits versus AC/DC. Here we go. Round 9. I'm sorry, round 8.
Nothing. And the chicks for free. Catch you one if
right, there's AC/DC. I say all right a lot. All right? All right, all right, all right. I saw a Wooderson. Wooderson from Dazed and Confused action figure. I'm like, that is awesome. That is cool. Get me that for my birthday. When you get to my age, it's like, I pretty much got almost everything. You know? And it's nice to get something. It is nice to get presents, of course. But a lot of times it's like, geez, you know, when you work and you've been working for a long time and you got a little cash in your pocket, you pretty much got everything you need. You need the love of a good person. That's what you need. That's what you need. Anyway, here till 8 p.m., my name's Chris Earle. I should tell you about that Sting concert from Sunday. I ended up getting pickpocketed almost. I ended up stopping three pickpockets. So there was a pickpocket and her two associates at the MGM Grand on Sunday night. I went to the Sting concert. And people were like, well, how was the concert? I'm like, well, I missed about four songs in it because these a-holes tried to rip me off. First, they tried to rip off the guy next to me. And I thought he was crazy, but he basically yelled at this girl and her associates. They were in their 20s, Latina, if that matters in any way. But they certainly didn't fit into the over 55 to 60 crowd at Sting. So they basically weren't watching the show, and they were wearing these large jackets, and they were pushing up against people and rubbing against them and trying to rip them off. And I caught the person grabbing from my wallet in my back and my back rear. So I got violated. And I told the security, who was called once before, and seven security people came out and grabbed her. And I said, take the other two with you. I don't know if they ended up getting all the stuff that they ripped off from other people, but they got thrown out. And unfortunately, the security guard came back and said, well, they may come back, so good luck, because they said you touched them or you hit them or something like that. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, I have eight witnesses here. Nobody knows each other. But that's the state of the union, everybody. That's the way things are now here in 2024. You have people that consider themselves marginalized and figure it's them versus us, and they just try to completely rip you off, rip anybody off. And I just looked at the person, I'm like, what are you, crazy? I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, and it's so sad. And I wish I had taken a photo of them and thrown them on Twitter or, you know, whatever. And you know, I didn't. But watch out, everybody. I'd say to anybody who's a little bit older like me, be very careful when you go out now, because you get targeted a lot more. Just be very cautious, and I would say fight fire with fire and stop things before they start. I managed to not get ripped off, and it was only because I was wise. Wasn't drinking. Don't do drugs. I told the security members I'd gladly speak to the police if I had to, if they were going to file charges, and they dropped it and they left because they wanted to get rid of the evidence, or they wanted to continue on. Anyway, all I would say is be very careful if you go out to any venues to see concerts now. Don't bring a lot of cash on you, and be very cautious. Carry your keys and your wallets and your purses, and hold them close, everybody. Anyway, that's my wisdom here on my birthday show here on the Friday Night Fights. Fight fire with fire and shut people down if they try to take advantage of you. And God knows, over the years, I've gotten taken advantage of many, many times. And you get older, but you also get a little more wisdom along the way. Hopefully, I could share some of that wisdom with you, and you can do something with it. Or you don't. You'll just live and learn. We'll see. Anyway, Friday Night Fights, we got a couple more rounds here. What should we do next? Let's do the still drinking, you buying. So you're still drinking, you buying. So basically, that's an old joke. It's like somebody's like, wow, you know, are you still drinking? And the guy's like, I don't know. Oh, no. You buying? So this is going to be Midnight Oil versus Anton Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers. So one song is about boozing, and the other one's about beer being run out of the pub. And then in between, there's a little bit of singing done by yours truly as a little birthday treat here on the Friday Night Fights. Here you go. It is round 9.
One bourbon, one beer. scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, it takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon.
We got two beers. Who needs two more? Let's make them last. Let's find a way. So here we are, both of us thirsty. We got two beers, why don't you pay?
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, than to stand in a bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. With his dry, dusty throat, he breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies, throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. And when he's told, he says, "What's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer." There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. And old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, why he's gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, Bill dear." But he breaks down and tells her the pub's got no beer. there's customers still, but the money's still tinkling in the old ancient till. The Wyandots are happy, and I know they're sincere when they say they don't care if the pub's got no beer. So it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of that pub with no
There's Midnight Oil, the pub's got no beer. Versus Anton Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers. I'm going to read off some winners here. Rare Earth won, Adele, the Commodores, yes. William Shatner, the Kinks won with Celluloid Heroes. George Michael won the Old College Try round. And this last one, AC/DC won that round. Versus Dire Straits. We don't have time for another round. Edward is here, and he is ready to go. And I will be back next Friday for the Friday Night Fights from 6 to 8 p.m. I am going to leave you. I had two to play against one another. I had Led Zeppelin versus Leonard Skinner. I'm going to leave you with Led Zeppelin, everybody. Good night, time travelers. Listen in to WMFO every week, every night, every year. See you later.
So much, so much.